I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Kissed him in jar, married in law, settled in pa. So I call my papa Flajalapa, and Flajalapa is his name. He's got a little shack in Punxsutawney, Punxsutawney, P.A. When he sits and he dreams of Bogalusa, Bogalusa, L.A. And when he dreams of Bogalusa, it takes him back to Macon, G.A. And Macon reminds him of Jacksonville, Jacksonville, F.L.A. Call my papa Flajalapa, and Flajalapa is his name. I call my papa Flajalapa, and he calls me the same. Cause I met him in Fly, kissed him in Jive, married in Law, settling pie. So I call my papa Flajalapa, and Flajalapa is his name. And Flajalapa is his name.
There's Count Basie and the band featuring vocalist and more. From August 1946, one of those gimmicky songs that was popular, and heard several different versions, Flajalapa. And actually, those are the abbreviations of four different states: Fla, Florida, GA, Georgia, LA, Louisiana, PA, Pennsylvania. Flajalapa. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. You know, the reason we play jazz records at all on the blues program is that oftentimes when the vocalists with the jazz band sing, they sing the blues. Count Basie and his band had, well, a handful, three at least, of the best blues singers ever to make it on record: Jimmy Rushing, Helen Humes, and Joe Williams later on during the 1950s. And often when we play records, we'll play records by Basie, we'll play Jimmy Rushing and Helen Humes, This morning I thought we'd change it up. After Helen Humes left, they had to find a female vocalist, and they never really found anybody, it seemed like. Thelma Carpenter was there for a while. But the one that really did some nice recordings we're going to feature next, a woman by the name of Anne Moore. She only did a handful of sides with them. And we'll start it right here. This goes back to October 1945. It's vocalist Anne Moore, Count Basie, and the band.
Diamond Joe Jackson is the attraction. You should hear him diving on the keys. Diamond Joe Jackson, J. Jackson. Old Joe Jackson does a boogie beat. An oriental boogie beat that knocks the natives off their feet. Jive, boy. The rockers come from all around and get in a trance. Find themselves in the groove, then start to dance. Jivin' Joe Jackson, J. Jackson. You should hear him jiving on the keys. Jivin' Joe Jackson is the attraction. You should hear him jiving on the keys. Jivin' Joe Jackson, J. Jackson. Old Joe Jackson does a boogie beat. An oriental boogie beat that knocks the natives off their feet. Jive, boy. The rocks come from all around and get in a trance. Find themselves in the groove, then start to dance. Jivin' Joe Jackson, J. Jackson. You should hear him jiving on the keys. Jivin' J. Joe Jackson.
Were in my shoes. They
that's one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river.
Never right, you're never wrong. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. Maybe it just ain't common sense, mixing up love with arguments. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time. I'm all fed up on stormy weather. I'm going where it's due. Here's hoping I see you never. 'Cause if I do, that would be too soon. Now that I've put my heart on ice, missing you will seem paradise. So meet me at no special place, and I'll be there at no particular time.
Now we have a vocal again by Ann Moore. It's Mean to Me.
Yeah, there's Ann Moore, it's a featured vocalist with Count Basie in the band. And this is at the years just at the end of World War II. Let's see, in that set, the first two sides, the one that we opened the hour with, was done for the Columbia label, as was the one we opened the set by Ann Moore with, Jivin' Joe Jackson, that also was done for Columbia, October 1945. But right in the middle of her stint, Basie switched from the Columbia label to Victor. So the next two, Me and the Blues, was for the Victor label in January 1947. And then also for Victor, Ann Moore singing Meet Me at No Special Place, March 1947. The last one was the earliest of the whole bunch. It was a broadcast performance of Mean to Me from September of 1945. There's our opening set this week, Ann Moore with Count Basie and the band. As I mentioned, we were looking for alternate vocalists that worked with the band. Here's another one. It's funny because Jimmy Rushing was with the band the whole time, but every once in a while, they'd call on a guy, Taps Miller. Now, Taps Miller, I assume, was a dancer who also did some singing. And we're going to listen to a set here that features Taps, and we'll start it off with this one, done for RCA. Here we go.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
From his back, the crowd went wild because he knocked that ball a solid mile. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball. Satchel Paige is mellow, so is Campanello, Newcomb and Dobie too. But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? He hit it, yes, and that ain't all. He's no home.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone. Is real God. Jackie is a real God guy.
Thank you. clever as can be. I don't mean maybe. Each time I think about her charms, gee, but it thrills me. And when I hold her in my arms, oh, how it kills me. You'd never think that any girl could ever be so fine, fine as can be. It's really wonderful to know that baby's only mine. Moo-doo-doo-plee, I want the world to know that I'm in love with baby. Baby's the only girl for me, my Saint Louis baby.
Wow, Wee produce it. I call the police. Wee boodle dooby dad it. Be doodle dee beat, be doodle dee beat, boom, 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 be da da, boodle dee da.
Thank you.
Count Basie and the band, and the vocalist was Taps Miller. And as I mentioned before, that's what we're trying to do. The regular vocalists we play with, Basie, Jimmy Rushing, Helen Humes, and then later on, Joe Williams. Today it was Ann Miller, Ann Moore, and Taps Miller. Taps Miller did You See Jackie Robinson Hit That Ball? Buddy Johnson and his band had the big hit with that, but Basie covered it July 1949. Also recorded for the RCA Victor label, Basie featuring Taps Miller, was St. Louis Baby. Another member of the orchestra, they don't say who, came out and sang along with him. After that, we had what was essentially an instrumental to begin with by Basie and the orchestra called High Tide. But it went on for 5 minutes, so they got the vocalist to come in, and he sang a riff that was popular at that time in 1945. Remember, Gatemouth Moore had I Ain't Mad at You, Pretty Baby. So they sang that, he and the orchestra sang that out on the out chorus, and then a couple years later, they made it official and made a record of it, I Ain't Mad at You, from May 1947, 2 years separating the two recordings. Again, it was Ann Moore and Taps Miller, along with Count Basie and the band. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and we spend this first hour the sounds of Bronzeville, the jazz-oriented side of the blues. And I guess our three-year cycle wouldn't be complete if I didn't feature these recordings, and I have to tell the story that goes with it. Louis Jordan had a band, and he called them the Timpani Five, right? Because it was just a small combo, a rhythm section, and then Louis played alto, and they'd often have a trumpet player. Well, there was and longtime listeners will know this story. Louis had many girlfriends. And one of the problems for musicians is you have to be somewhere to play a gig. And as many girlfriends can show up at the same time as you only see in your nightmares, and that's what happened to Louis. Usually, if you have several girlfriends of yours show up at the same place, they fight each other. But on this particular occasion, they were pissed off, and they just actually took it out on him, and somebody had a razor and cut him up very severely, almost killed him. So he had an extended period, not only in the hospital, but off the road, and he took advantage of that time to do something that he had always wanted to do, but was so busy playing gigs he never could do. He wanted to try his hand leading a big band. So in 1951, that's what he did, was put together a big band. They went on the road with it for a short time, but if you know anything about the history of the big bands were all beginning to fold. They weren't financially, they weren't airborne. They couldn't sustain themselves. So the band only lasted, I think, less than a year. But not only did he travel with the band, he recorded with the band. And we're going to listen to half dozen sides here, maybe, with Louis Jordan and the big band. We'll start it right here.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose. Yeah.
about the things you can do every time you make a pitch. If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? You claim to have picked every horse that won, 'cause you know just which is which. Yes, if you're so smart, tell me how come you ain't rich? Henry built a Ford and made his pile. Woolworth used his 5 and 10. Rockefeller's wealth came from Standard Oil, and Waterman's came from a pen. You claim it all came from consulting you. Isn't that a brand new switch? If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? Work and you go berserk, 'cause you hate to do a stitch. If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich? You out for a ride on the road to fame, yet you wind up in a ditch. If you're so smart, tell me, how come you ain't rich? Hershey started with a chocolate bar, Wrigley with a stick of gum. Planters took his peanuts and traveled far. Now tell me, what you doing, chum? I've been hearing all about all your big ideas since you started. What's the hitch? You ain't never made $10 yet. Still you say you can balance the national debt. If you're so smart, how come you ain't rich?
Must be a way to help me forget that we're through. There must be a way to stop me from dreaming of you. There must be a star in the sky that isn't reflecting your eyes. I just don't know how to describe how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. There must be a way, but I can't find the way without you. Ha ha. a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. There must be a way, but I can't find the way without you. Trick to pick a chicken when it cackles in the coop. Some are laying, some are lying, some are labeled chicken soup. Take a Dominic, a rooster, a Dominic, a hen. Buy some rickety-ticky chicken picking right from the pen. Do-ack-a-doo, frigazee-a-noo, coo-ack-a-doodle, yams and apple strudel. Out in the country, that's the style. Sweet as the kisses from a honey child. When you wake up in the morning to the cock-a-doodle-doo, and you sneak into the chicken shack and pick a chick or two, fill a kittle full of vittles in your griddle pot or do. Call it fricassee or chickasee, it's only chicken stew. Coo-a-ca-doo, fricassee or noodle, coo-a-ca-doodle, yams and apple strudel. Out in the country, that's a style, sweet as the kisses from a honey child. Got a gobbler and a gander and a goose and a mighty pretty daughter, but he'll never turn her loose. If you like the farmer's daughter, she's a chicken you can steal. If you swing a wild fiddle, plays a real chicken reel. Coo-a-ca-doodle, fricassee-a-noo, coo-a-ca-doodle, yams and apple strudel. Out in the country, there's a style, sweet as the kisses from a honey child. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, I guess we'll stop right there. That's Louis Jordan and the Big Band from the year 1951. We had All of Me. Louis Jordan shared the vocals with Valley Ford, was her name, from November 1951. We also heard If You're So Smart, How Come You Ain't Rich, June 1951. Then the ballad side, There Must Be a Way, from July 1951, and from that same session, the jumper we just had, Cock-a-doodle-doo. Louis Jordan and the Big Band, as I say, it lasted less than a year during the year 1951. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Time now for some Hep Harmony. I think we played this a couple of weeks ago. Delta Rhythm Boys, but it was worth a second listen. Here we go.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a by the shore and orchestra playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin the beginning,
lover, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever, and promising never, never to part.
Moments divine, what rapture to me.
Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse, the chances was wasted. I know but too well what they see. So don't let them begin, oh, begin. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the begin. Oh yes, let them begin, begin. Make them play. To the stars that were there before, reach out above
you. Hear
you whisper to me once more. Darling, I love you, and we suddenly know what heaven really is when they begin the beginning.
Let them begin, make them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. You whisper to me once more. Darling, I love you. Oh, I love you.
And we suddenly know what heaven we're in
when they begin.
The beginning.
The beginning, beginning, beginning.
17-year-old kid Derek Sampson there on the piano, Boogie and C for the Beacon label, and it dates from 1943. Before that, Delta Rhythm Boys, 1951 for the Mercury label, Begin the Begin. We're going to pause and identify the station, and we'll be back with hour number two. You're listening to Blues Before Sunrise. Plaz Johnson will take us up to the station ID.